Gary, a bit controversial at the end of that game.
It was. I mean, Jacob is adamant that he headed it onto one of their players' hands or arms or whatever, and the referees, having taken advice off the linesman, still deemed it that it was a penalty, and poor old Jacob gets sent off again. What I didn't like was his reaction. Okay, I get people are passionate and stuff, but he's part of the interim coaching staff, and passionate game, and I probably would have done the same thing myself when I played, but it's easy now being on this side of the fence, and you know, having come off the pitch and dragged him off the pitch and then to have gone back on the end, we'll talk about that with him. But fortunately it didn't cost us in the end, and we managed to hang on to 3 points, but it certainly was a talking point, and whether our VAR will pick that up as to whether, as the players indicate, I think one or two of their players, anecdotally, I didn't hear it myself, but apparently one or two of their players said, yeah, that's what happened. So if the ref's got it wrong, he's got it wrong. Fortunately it's not cost us today, and we've got a very hard earned, much needed 3 goals after five games with no goals, but more importantly 3 points at home, and Paul and I are absolutely delighted, aren't we, mate?
Absolutely.
Paul, it was a good game, really, wasn't it? Entertaining.
It was. It was an old-fashioned non-league game, wasn't it? You know, from back to front, quite a lot of the time. But that's what you need to do when you're not in a good shape like we've been. You know, you've got to be solid. So sometimes you just got to clear your lines and work up the field and press them a little bit. But then we grew into the game after the first 15, 20 minutes. And I did think it was a really good game between two really good, strong sides, you know. Belies our position a little bit of where we are, but we've been so inconsistent this year. You know, no goals in five, lost the last four. You know, we desperately needed that today, and I'm so pleased for the lads today. You know, they've worked so hard. The two centre halves, the goalkeeper, I thought was absolutely outstanding today. You know what I mean? Louis made some great saves. Two centre halves, either one of them could have won man of the match today. The two fullbacks, Bridge in the first half, and then Sturge, to be honest with you, have defended manfully. But it was a really good all-round performance. And three really good goals. You know, two offset pieces right on the line as well. We don't score goals offset pieces, do we? And then I thought the second one was a great goal, well worked, a good little move, and a great ball from Jamie into Jensen's path, and a lovely control finish. So yeah, I think overall, you know, it's maybe a draw was a fair result on reflection of the game, but you know, in football you don't always get what you deserve, and we've been on the wrong end of some of them this season, even when we've been having this tough spell where we lost 3-2 at Harrowby the other week, you know, and we was good for a win. So this happens in football, so you take it when it comes along, and you just think, you know what, now there's the new management team coming in and there's a lot to work with there. Some good players still to come back, and you know, I think Gaz has done some great little recruiting, especially with Jack Bostock that's coming today. Obviously Isaac on the bench, we've got to have a look at him yet as well. But you know, when you get the other pack, Kane Lee's here today now, so hopefully he'll be back in the next couple of weeks. Jack Andrews to come back, and then obviously Harrison and Robbo are a little bit longer term. But you get those back, and I tell you what, this is a good top six side in my opinion, if you can get everybody fit and available. And I think it's still there for us to go and push for that final playoff place if there's a bit of belief around the squad. So, you know, really pleased today, Robin. They've deserved it. The lads have deserved that for the last few weeks. So onwards and upwards.
You mentioned Bostock. He seemed to slot in like he'd always been here.
He's a good player, and you can see that he's got good grounding, good pedigree, very quick. You know, he reminds me of Will Robinson. Mm-hmm. Both of them are grease lightning, and he travels the ground really, really well. And I've always said this with Louis Anthony. I love Louis Anthony to bits as a centre half, but I always think if he's got a leader line, he probably struggles. But somebody with a bit of pace alongside him, and then he goes and turns that in. He's outstanding. There's been other games this year when he's been outstanding when he's played alongside Will Robinson, who's got some pace. So it allows Louis to go a little bit tighter to go and compete against centre forwards. And I thought both of them were outstanding today to a man. We've deserved it, Robin. In the end, it's been tough. Been a tough few weeks since obviously Carl left and me and Gaz took over, because you have the injuries that you have, you know what I mean, and we've, as I said, had to do a little bit of recruiting, and the young boys have been great for us, but they're not ready for this level of football. You know, in 5 or 6 of them is too many. So now you can start to see the bench was stronger today, which has really helped us. When we've had to make changes, you're making changes with good, experienced, strong players that have played at the level. So yeah, onwards and upwards now.
Well, Paul, I know there's going to be a change, but I'd like to thank you for all you've done. I think it's been a great time you've been here, and you've helped a lot. So thank you and all the best for the future.
I'd like to add to that as well. You know, when Cole decided he needed to move on, and obviously the club had his full support given the circumstances, and he wanted to focus himself. And whenever Cole's moved on for a club in the past, Paul has gone with him. But on this occasion, I owe this gentleman a huge debt of gratitude, and he said it was as a personal favour to myself and the football club, and I've got a friend for life here in Paul, so he'd be welcome at the club anytime. The help that he's given us, training, in games, the experience he's got, we spoke before the game. I spoke to Paul yesterday to say that there's highly likelihood that we could be making an appointment, and we confirmed that before the game with the interim coaching staff. And when we were 3-0 up, we were nodding each other to say, wow, have we gone a bit too soon here, guys? But realistically, and you know, we were prepared to and planning to do the job for a longer period and for the rest of the season, because the club decided we didn't want to advertise. They felt we were in safe hands with the experience Paul and I have got between us. And whilst results haven't gone our way, we've certainly started to see green shoots of recovery as we've got players back, as we've recruited a little bit. Young Ronaldo did very well for us as well today, Stafford Rangers loan, and I know James likes the look of him. So we leave it with a head held high. It's a great way to sign off as the interim team with the 3 points in the bag. Great crowd here today. And handing over to the very capable hands of James Jepson and his assistant Mark Goodfellow, both former players of the club. Knows what it means to be associated with Gresley Rovers Football Club, and looking forward to seeing how they progress, how they develop, and seeing hopefully if we can get the club back on the upward trajectory, which is only what supporters deserve, Robin. So thank you, Paul. That's really appreciated.
Thanks both. Cheers,
Robin. Thank you.